was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls strings. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Friends, welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. We got Chris in Las Vegas. We got Dave Pruitt in Nevada. We're talking about, we're focusing heavy on Chris's case this week. Chris is our friend here, our part of the Resurrect the Republic family. We are truly a family. We're not going to pan out and pussy out and go running with our little tails between our legs, too scared to make a phone call to the judge. We got to bury him in phone calls this week. Call on behalf of Chris. Be professional. Be polite, but be firm. Where is the evidence that Chris is an immediate danger to himself or others? That's the legal standard for mandatory incarceration in a psychiatric ward. Okay, that's by their system. They got to come up with the evidence that Chris is an immediate danger to himself or others. Okay, so it's immediate danger. There's some operative words here that we have to stick to. It can't be any of the. They've already told Chris, get your affairs in order by the 31st. How are we looking at, so why are we supposed to expect an impartial, the system to do the right thing, and the government, they're not that bad, and come on, Eric, it's not, why would, Eric, they've told him to get his affairs in order, that means they've predetermined that he's going away. We got to stop this. Now, Dave, I want to go back to, what were the three words, Dave, that you wanted to mention before the top of the hour, the most important words were what?
Three words every listener needs to live their life by. I guarantee you, your life may not get easier, but you will be able to walk with your head held high. You live your life by these three words. These three words were shared with me at a young age, and I have tried to develop my life by this. Honor, integrity, and service. Okay? Honor is living by honor, being a man of honor. Okay? Integrity. Do what's right, even when no one's looking. Even when you know you could get away with what's wrong, okay? That means we aren't there babysitting you, making sure that you're making these phone calls to help out Chris. But you're going to have to live with that decision. You're going to have to live without having such a great educator there to teach you and future generations and help mold more people into the type of free thinkers we need to solve the problems that we face today. Okay? Service. Think about this. Think about how many times people have helped you out when you're broke down on the side of the road. People stop to help you, right? Service is serving your family, your friends, your community, your nation. If you allow Chris to be taken in, and we know what happens to people that they get their hands on. If you allow that to happen, you're no better than the enemy. You're guilty by acquiescence, you know? Think about this. Think about how many were silent as the hordes of people, not just Jews, the hordes of people, all the political dissidents, everyone that didn't agree with Hitler's Germany were all rounded up, okay? So think about this. You're no better than they are if you allow them to take Chris and to do God knows what with them. They do whatever the hell they want. Chris will tell you this. Anyone who's dealt with the system long enough knows that they do what they want. Okay? So remember this. Avoid cowardice because it makes men liars. See, cowards, boys, they're a dime a dozen in this world. Real men like Chris, like Eric, they're rare. They are very rare. So I'm asking, many of you don't know me. I don't go around tooting my own horn. I don't really have a need to. I'm asking you, if you respect the fight that so many of us are fighting, whether or not you hear about it, the fact is we've been fighting it. We don't get paid for it. I've never gotten any contributions for sticking up for people's rights. And I know Chris, I know Eric, I know all of us. We do this because it's the right thing to do, not because it's convenient. You know, the right choice is often the hardest choice. You see, right is like black and white. There's right and wrong. There is no right and less right. There is no less wrong. There is no gray area. It's black and white, cut and dry. Pick your side, because you're going to have to live with that decision for the rest of your life. If you are a coward, you will have to live with that for the rest of your life. And die for a man's freedom. Freedom and everyone else. Remember. Remember this. If you don't stand together now, we will most certainly hang separately. Okay? I implore you to see reason on this day. It's that simple.
Let me give a couple more numbers out, Dave, while we're on the topic. We're doing a phone blitz for Chris, our friend Chris here, our regular guest on this show. I couldn't do it without him. Chris is awesome. And the Witches Court is coming after him with they're not just saying he's got to have a competency test. He's already been told, get your affairs in order before the competency test is even done, as if he needs one.
Let me correct something. Let me make a correction, Eric.
Okay.
Actually, the last time I was in Judge Togliatti's court, the so-called my supposed pretender defender took me out and told me that I had a week. I went back in, and Judge Togliatti actually said that after I had questioned the authenticity of the so-called competency test results that they were claiming that declared me to be incompetent, she asked if there had been some other facility that was maybe not so closely in bed or in cahoots with the courts to do an actual examination of me. And she mentioned the name of the place and said they were going to call me, although they haven't, and I was supposed to have received a call and gone to an examination, another one, before I went back 31st. I had called the court today to question them about that, and they said I could ask Friday, which probably means that they're really planning on indoctrinating me or putting me into their so-called version of care, kind of like the celebration of care they have at Bohemian Grove, I'm guessing, on Friday.
However,
I want you to understand the preposterosity of this whole insane claim that they're trying to manufacture this pretext to invent my criminality on. The day that the event happened, when I never used my pistol whatsoever. I didn't even know the police were out there when I carried it out the door. And I was truly traumatized, stunned, and confused by the absurdity of what I ran into in this army of militant Pinkerton Act violators coming to steal
my
car.
Let me just condense it. They were taking Chris's car out of his front yard on a code violation because it was on blocks, and then
very
Chris comes out with
flexible.
His gun. That's what started the whole chain of events. But it really doesn't matter. Bottom line is this. I don't want to get people too confused. It's good that we're telling people the whole story because that's important. I don't want to get them too confused on details. The bottom line is you're certainly not mentally incompetent. And this Friday, the witch's court is capable of doing anything, so it's important that we do a phone blitz this week. I don't want to get off on too many, I mean, but yeah, it's that. The long and short is they tried to take Chris's car out of the driveway.
This is important. All right, so this is a very valuable collectible automobile of only 671 that were ever built, so there's probably maybe 20 left in the world of that many. So it's very valuable. And that's why they wanted to steal it.
Yeah, they wanted
it. But the more important part that I want to tell you is the day when they got through stealing my automobile without my consent, specifically all the way lied and said in their paperwork, as they typically do, that I had consented, which I made my express non-consent as clear and loud as I possibly could several times, so there should have been no misunderstanding. So there was obviously malicious intent to tell falsities as truths and manufacture false evidence to support their lame claim. But that particular day, after they got through taking my car and they were departing, I asked about my pistol. And they gave it back to me along with the ammunition in a bag they'd separated to them. So if they had been fearful and actually thought that I was an actual threat, because I never raised, uttered, made a furtive gesture, right, pointed, or aimed at anybody that day. I merely carried it in the safe, pointed down at my side of my pajama pants that I had on, because I didn't have a holster. That was the only place to carry it, pointed safely down by my leg. And had I ever raised it, uttered it, or brandished it, or pointed it in any fashion, they would have killed me.
Right.
They would have killed me. They would have shot me full of holes.
Right, exactly.
They did not, I did not. And that's the testimony.
You didn't do anything threatening. And why would they give you your gun back if they were so fearful? That's what was your, I think.
And it took them 31 days or 40 days to concoct and invent this story, this feigned lame claim that I had resisted an officer. My point of resistance was providing them their due process of law, notice and opportunity to cease and desist their criminal activities. And the fact that they had sham legal fictitious paperwork, it was not an authentic warrant. It was by the zoning official that has a fiduciary, financial, and other self-interest, makes him incompetent and conflicted and not able of uttering an affidavit to support the so-called seizure. Yet the so-called kangaroo court judge that works for the zoning office authenticated that signature without any qualification, showing either her incompetence or her malicious complicit being in cahoots with the zoning officials to carry out this unlawful search and seizure, this Fifth Amendment violation, unlawful takings without just compensation of a very viable collectible automobile. And actually, I think they were running a racketeering operation in the guise of public safety and using that to prey upon what they thought were incompetent seniors that didn't have the ability to defend themselves. And because I do, I've become a threat to them because it exposes the criminality that operates under the zoning and arm of the county commissioner's agency operations. And they're the principals, and that makes the agents, and therefore they are culpable, liable, and suitable for their bad acts of the agents.
Well, then let's give out their number two. We'll do it right now. Commissioner is Steve Sisolak, S-I-S-O-L-A-K. Steve Sisolak, we want to include him in the phone blitz. We're going to give three numbers. We've already given the judge's number. Steve Sisolak, the county commissioner, is 702-455-0000. Boy, does that describe him perfectly. 702-455-0000. Once again, this is the county commissioner. We're going to call him as well. I've already called the judge myself. I'm calling the county commissioner tomorrow, and we're going to give out the vicar general as well because he's the man behind the courts that could really fix all this if he could do it with the phone call. They're not going to admit that, but, you know, that's the nature of having a secretive group behind the government or within the government. That's not truthful. They're not honest. They're operating all kinds of scams and criminal activity. Just like Chris said, they're running a racket out of his county. It's no surprise to any listeners of this show, because most of the listeners of this show are hip to the scam. They know what's going on. They know that almost every locality is corrupted. I defy, if somebody lives in a really good, honest, clean, common law, constitutional style, self-governing county, give me a ring and call 800-313-9443. I know you may have a good sheriff here and somebody, you know, a couple of good board members there, but has if any county wants to report some really good news and tell us you've been kind of freed from the grips of the beast, let us know. And feel free to contribute. I would argue almost every county seat in the country is corrupted in some way or another, or corruption is in it in some form or another. Whether it's to what degree, I'd say the degree is severe in all of them. I interact with a lot of people around the country. I get calls and descriptions of situations from everywhere, and I can always check up and check with the court. And only very rarely is there any disagreement between what I get from the people who call me and what the court says. The facts are usually all the same. It just comes down to, once again, the victimless crimes. Society is a victim, which is absurd. You know, the constructive possession, which is a made-up word. And all the other stuff they just fabricate to get away with what they're doing. So Steve Sisolak's number, once again, is 702-455-0000. The judge's number, her name's Jennifer Togliatti, and her number is 702-671-4395. And the vicar general, I was right, it's Bob Stokic. His name's Robert Stokic, Stoeckig. And his number is 702-697-3903. That's 702-697-3903. We're not afraid to give out phone numbers here. We're not a bunch of gutless, sackless ninnies running around saying, you know, when's somebody going to do something? And then, okay, I can make a phone call. No, I can't. Too risky. Ha! What a pathetic joke that is. Come on, people. Man up. Woman up. Make the calls. You're not going to get in any trouble. Nobody's going to come down on you. The only time we ever got mentioned in court was by a federal judge who said that he didn't see any Al-Qaeda here. And he said that. And that totally was cool because it shot down the government's argument that patriot equals terrorist, at least when it comes to the courtroom observer's phone blitz. So once again, court, you can want to get the place where you can look for these numbers if you didn't get them written down, if you're in your car listening or whatever. Go to courtroomwatch.com. That's courtroomwatch.com. courtroomwatch.com. You'll see the phone blitz for Chris in Las Vegas. Call the numbers on his behalf. They're right up there online. So if you didn't get this chance to get these written down for some reason, your pen ran out of ink or whatever excuse you got, then you can go right online. And if you don't have a computer, your library, even small towns have a decent library with a couple laptops. Librarian will help you get on. Use it. Use it as a tool against the enemy. Don't run from the computer. These things can be valuable tools and I use one now. I'm not a big fan. I'd love to be, you know, completely caveman off the grid type, you know. But it has to be, you got to get some technology going to get the word out there. I got to have a telephone. That's what I'm operating through right now. Not on any fancy computer at a desk in an office with a hot pot of coffee and a hot secretary. No, this is everybody is doing a whole lot with very little. So if anybody wants to support what I do, go to courtroomwatch.com. And you'll see my funding page, and you'll see a funding page that got rejected by GoFundMe because it was too political. So I always urge your support. It keeps me going. It keeps everything I do going, my research and the time and the printing things out and the courtroom observing hours and hours of trying to help people and not charging anybody along the way to do it. So if anybody wants to assist, that's great. I appreciate it, and we'll get into a funding plea later. But we're going to focus on Chris's case tonight and especially this week because Chris is up against the witch's court. Chris, our regular guest here on Resurrect the Republic, is a brilliant man. We appreciate his input every night. And he's getting dragged into the witch's court, and they're claiming he's mentally ill because defended his property, came outside in his pajamas wondering who was stealing his car from his driveway. The thing's on blocks, and he hears it driving away. He's like, huh, that doesn't make too much sense. Yeah, I'd come running out with a pistol as well. Down at his side, and that morphs into a threatening a police officer charge. I see it all the time. I know a woman who simply, when they tried to force fingerprint her, she simply just pulled her arm back, and all of a sudden that's resisting arrest. Richard Reinheimer, for simply pulling his arm away from the sheriff's deputy, who was unlawfully trying to touch him, He was charged with the resisting arrest and got 2 years. He was the one case I really have a lot of regrets about. We weren't organized and big enough at the time. And, you know, we couldn't get him out. And not all are victories. We don't always have victories. But I'd say 80 to 90% of the time, from my experience, directly knowing how the case started and how the case turned out, these phone blitzes of masses of people calling and saying, we're watching this case, we expect justice to be done, and you know, forget the state statute. If there's no victim, there's no crime. And these phone blitzes are very effective. They work many times. So people don't think that your voice doesn't matter. They're sitting on Tom Lacovara to make a point. They're not going to give in for nothing on him. They don't care how many Vickers we talk about, this and that. And it is getting very expensive for them because, I'm telling you right now, thousands and thousands and thousands of people are waking up every week, tens of thousands every month. My friend Daniel over at his single parents website is adding 1,000 new subscribers a week. That's unbelievable. And all those people are participating in the phone blitzes, and they all get our tweets and our Facebook postings, and they see the website, and they get alerts through the texting or through the email and through the Twitter, and they see the Facebook postings that we need a phone blitz here. There's really something really unjust going on. And, you know, we can't, you know, it's hard to help everybody. There's only so much I can do, so much we can do, but the particularly egregious cases like this one, happening to the particularly effective people who are like, quote-unquote, the leaders in the patriot community, the mouthpieces, so to speak, the brains, you know, the people who can speak like Chris, tell you what's going on, decipher everything for you, give you history. They're coming after them first, and then they hope that the rest of the sheeple will just collapse.
Hey, Eric?
You can't let that... Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
I would ask anyone, if you saw an elderly gentleman on the side of the road having the crap beat out of him by thugs, would you not stop? Thank you so much. Would you not stop and render assistance to him? So,
you know, that's
how
a really
is it any
good
different
point, because
you have, you know, because, how is it, how is Chris, it any different? And there's less danger in this. I've stopped before. Yeah. I stopped for about an 80-year-old woman who was having the cuffs thrown on her because she left her driver's license at home. I spoke to the deputy, who's a very small man and obviously got his kicks off by arresting people because it made him feel like a big badass. Well, by the time I got done with him, I told him, well, I'm telling you, she ain't getting in the back of that car. And that's all there is to it. I don't care what you want to do to me. I ain't having none of it. It ain't going to happen, buddy. So you better call your backup. Well, guess what? My name was dropped. No backup showed up. None. Zero. Nada. Nothing. Okay? I was willing to go to jail to make a point. Okay? We're not asking you to pull over and stop thugs from beating up on Chris. We're asking you to make a phone call. A few phone calls. Okay? A few phone calls. To save a man's life. And you guys are trying to act like that's a big deal. We do more inconvenient things when we wake up in the morning. Brushing your teeth is more inconvenient for most people. You know? So,
excuse me, Dave, that particular story you told me, been a few years ago when I was a little younger, and of course I'm 65 now, so I may not be quite so... concerning for some people, but I had seen a lady much like yourself that it was a very volatile situation. It looked like the guy was getting ready to beat her up, and I stopped and made my presence known. I didn't present a weapon or anything like that, or even a pistol. I just let them know that, you know, beating up women was not acceptable in America, and that I took exception with being violent with her. And they dispersed and went away. You know, I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to get involved in an altercation. I just merely had to stand up and let them know that that wasn't the right thing to do, that beating up women wasn't acceptable in America. And I solved the issue just by asserting myself a little bit and speaking with a little authority as a former law enforcement professional. And whether I have a badge and official bona fides on, I still, to this day, I get involved. I do what I can to try to prevail for justice and fairness and to protect people and be a guardian defender, a Ezekiel 33, watch her on the wall, blow the shofar, to wake up the people, to share the truth, the facts, the law, to evidence the history, the true history of what has gone on here in America and the world, and even back to antiquity. And I don't have any agendas. I'm not getting paid by anybody. It's merely the truth itself is worth standing for, and for having the audacity to try to hold corrupt county bureaucrats to accountability and their agency actors for being racketeering thieves of cars, plastic cars that are collectible, very valuable from seniors who they don't think can defend themselves. They're trying to maliciously prosecute me for these invented pretextual crimes.
Yep. It's what it is.
So everyone, I give you...
Go ahead, Dave.
So everyone, I give you Exhibit A. That is what integrity is. Even when faced with the possibility of being put in a mental ward, Chris is still fighting for what's right. That is integrity. Okay? Many would back down. Many would run in fear and trepidation. Chris isn't doing that. Okay? So I give you Exhibit A. Just another fact to add to the reasons you should you should be calling on Chris's behalf, because he's a man of integrity, and we need more men of integrity.
Integrity.
I mean, look at your government. Yeah, look at your government. Look at your government and tell me how many people you see with integrity. Really?
Huh.
You guys see that many? Well, if we had a couple hundred of Chris in there, we wouldn't be having the problems we have today. That's the fact.
Yep.
And the fact is, people like Chris are rare. Chris is a good guy, very knowledgeable on the subject matter, just an all-around, an incredibly knowledgeable man. I respect him greatly. If he's crazy, I'd like to be more crazy. And Chris, yep. Chris and I have spoken quite a bit, and Eric and I have spoken quite a bit, and I will tell you, that if Chris is crazy, I want to be more crazy. If Chris is incompetent, I want to be more incompetent. Okay? That's the fact of the matter. You know, the fact remains that if you allow such a valuable resource as Chris, such a valuable person, to be locked up and they'll throw away the key. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to let us all go and visit Chris, and they're going to let him have his full mental faculties? No, they're going to chemically lobotomize him. That's what they normally do, okay?
Yep.
They get their hands on you. No more consenting. They just do whatever the hell they want.
Oh, boy, ain't that the truth. Very well said. Dave Pruitt in Nevada. That's our friend Dave. We're trying to help Chris in Las Vegas tonight, our regular guest. We'll get back to it after this break. Stay with us. I'm Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to Resurrect the Republic, not Resurrect the Democracy, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. We're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down,
don't be a jerk. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. This is not Resurrect the Democracy, and this is precisely why we can't give the enemy the language. Can you believe this, people? I mean, think about it. The guy you're listening to tonight, Chris, our guest Chris, who's on almost every night with me, helping out, riding shotgun, contributing, great knowledge, great speaker, a lot of fun to listen to, great, I mean, right on the money. Smarter than probably the judge, the district attorney, and the high sheriff of Clark County all put together. And they're about to lock him up in a psychiatric ward on Friday. I feel like we're at some kind of, like, funeral while this guy's still alive or something. It's surreal. It's off the charts, bizarre. Think about this. They're going to lock up one of our best patriots, someone who appears on this radio show almost every night, and put him in a psychiatric ward against his will. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. If we let this happen, it's our fault. I've already called the judge and left a message. You're not going to get in trouble, people. You want to know what the biggest problem is? Is not getting a call back from the judge. Is not having them follow up and respond. Is not having them produce the evidence that Chris is in immediate danger to himself or others. Is for not having results from the judge's competency exam on her. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Let's see Judge Togliatti go get a competency examination, and then let's talk about those results, and then maybe we'll talk about her jurisdiction to tell Chris if he needs a competency exam. Oh, but at the same time, someone's telling Chris, get your affair, and they all work together as a single unit. If it's coming from the DA or the public pretender, it's coming from the judge. They're all towing the same line. Chris has been more or less told that he's got, on the 31st, he may just be gone. There's not going to be it's not a hearing to see if it should be scheduled for later. This witch's court, and I know I've seen these things happen. They're capable of anything. They can issue any ruling on the time that they want to. I mean, obviously, they can't do it with any lawful authority standing. They're in the wrong. They're criminals. I know that part, but they're still going to do it. The practical manifestation is they could very well disappear Chris on Friday into a psychiatric ward and then go try to visit him. They don't, not like prison where you schedule visiting time stuff. They lock, it's very difficult to go get people in there. And once you get in there, they start giving you, forcing medications on you, and then it's downhill from there. It causes all kinds of health problems. I know a woman who's losing her grandmother right now. The second she went in the hospital, she started deteriorating and it's not looking good. Very much similar to what happened to my mother. She went into Strong Memorial Hospital in Rochester, New York, with a bruise on her leg and never came out. Took less than 10 days. She got an infection, a pneumonia from the emergency room or something in the hospital, and she was healthy when she went in, other than she fell down and got a little bruise, so she figured, go and check it out. She was older and, you know, be a little extra safe and be cautious, and the infection led to pneumonia, led to a stroke, and she was gone. So, and that was tough because that was not, it shouldn't have been that early. So anyway, it's the medical tyranny is the worst. I was talking about this with the plutonium files and the radiation testing, also at Strong Memorial Hospital in Rochester. That's in the book. There's a chapter on it. We'll get to that someday. But every other tyranny, the military industrial complex, the big pharmaceutical complex, the media industrial complex, the educational industrial complex with the universities and the brainwashing and the public school system, the public schools, it all feeds the medical tyranny. It's really insidious what's going on. So once again, we can't let this happen to Chris. This is our, it's up to us. And anybody who runs from this battle, I mean, we're just asking you to make a few phone calls, people. It's really simple. And I know a lot of people out there are like, hey, no problem, I'll call first thing in the morning. I'm talking to the people out there who are, and they exist. There's some scared people who call themselves patriots and they won't even pick up the phone. I mean, how much risk are you really think you're taking by making a call? They're going to have the evidence on there that the call was, as long as you're not stupid and don't say anything dumb, don't fly off the handle, don't swear, and don't threaten anybody. But we would like to have emailed to us the evidence that Chris is an immediate danger to himself or others. Where is the court's evidence? Or the police's evidence, or who's got the evidence that Chris is going to hurt himself or somebody else. Absent that, they cannot incarcerate him. There's no other standard they can go by. That's the legal standard. Immediate danger to yourself or others, then they will give you, they have some standing, some jurisdictional standing.
So Eric,
but yeah, Chris, go ahead.
Since you mentioned that, it's probably worth mentioning, if anybody was to actually look into my histology, my record, with all the different law enforcement associations I've worked for, my 46 military police attached to CID, Lawton, Oklahoma, Lawton, Oklahoma PD, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, and the Nevada State Gaming Control Board's Enforcement Division, not to mention Wagon Hat Security Services as a shopper prior to that, I have never, ever in my life, in 65 years, ever had an abuse of discretion, been accused of violating my discretion, my oath, my honor. I've never been charged with a crime. I've never had a domestic violence complaint filed against me. Never an assault and battery complaint filed against me. I have always been a protector, a defender, one that tries to look out and prevent harm, not cause harm. I'm not an aggressor, I'm a defender. And yet they're trying to frame the blame on the victim in this crime. And I am the true crime victim that actually had loss suffered by having my private property stolen off my posted private property under pretextual false paperwork. It was plain, false, sham, legal, fictitious service, not of process, but of what they call sewer service, or robo-paperwork that was manufactured to steal property.
Seen it before. It's like you said, robo. I mean, everything's done automated, and all their paperwork's a scam. I very rarely see paperwork that has. I mean, under their own statutes and regulations, their paperwork is what they call it, facially insufficient or flat. You know, insufficient on its face. It's not a prosecutable instrument. Look, trying to get the witch's court to honor, they're going to issue whatever toilet paper they want to do and call it law. And then if you can issue, you can file, once again, you can file the best paperwork in the world. You can have brilliant common law documents bordered and all red ink this and purple ink that and everything just absolutely pristine. And they'll wipe their rear end with it, put it at the bottom of the stack, and then tell you you don't have standing. I've seen it happen on lawsuits and complaints at federal level and state and appeals and motions and pleadings, it's very difficult. You're never going to get, this is why activism trumps paperwork every time. So we can have the best paperwork in the world, but if you don't have that 500 phone calls coming in, you're screwed. You can have crappy paperwork and still have success if you have public support and there's activism with you. So I'm encouraging people to stand with Chris. Be an activist. We're asking for simple phone blitz. Just call, be professional and polite, and we want the evidence that Chris is a danger to himself or others. I mean, did you just hear the list of Chris? He's been a cop. He's been in the military police. He's been in the gaming commission. I mean, he's got quite the decent career and never any problems along the way. And because he's now a common law scholar and a patriot and a contributor to the freedom movement, oh, boy, he's one of the first to go. They take down... They're quote-unquote, they look at him as a defector. He left the evil system, even though he was a good guy in it. Chris was a true peace officer. Sounds like Chris was a good guy. Well, we need more of him. The Chris's are retiring, and all the bad guys are staying in. Go ahead, Dave. For Chris? Go ahead. Was that you, Chris?
Well, I was just going to say, I had experiences whenever I was in law enforcement. Nobody ever went to jail for doing frivolous stuff with me. They really weren't screwing up. They weren't going. And I actually had people stop me that I saw years later after having taken them to jail that thanked me for arresting them because they asked me, I caught a guy going home from the lake and he was weaving down the road in the middle of town when monks traffic and couldn't keep it between the light poles hardly, and I stopped him and I took him in. He was drunk. He caught me in like a big shopping center, like a Walmart kind of. And he says, aren't you such and such? I said, yeah. He says, you stopped me and arrested me. And he said, I asked you to give me the number for AA, and you put that number in my wallet, and I called them, and I've been clean for 2 years now, and I really want to thank you for what you did for me. That's what public service is about.
That guy sounded like a real danger to the community. That could have been potentially. And that's the very rare once in a while that you have to do. If you have to address somebody on a peace officer basis, it sounds like you're a professional peace officer. I don't fault you for that. And it sounded like that. I mean, now that's if somebody's driving down the road safely and blows into the alcohol thing and they have more than the, because Utah just lowered their limit to, I think, I forget what the new tolerance is in Utah, but it's so low you can have one beer and qualify as a DUI, which nobody's drunk after a beer. I don't care who you are. So, those laws can be abused, yes, if somebody's weaving down the road in and out of traffic and about to run into somebody, yeah, I'd say you'd probably want to get them off the road. So, nowadays it's $10,000 to get out of something like that, and they make your life miserable and destroy you. So, and unfortunately, most of the DUI cases are not like that one that you had, Chris. Unfortunately, most of them are people who are just fine. They're very sober enough to drive, but they may have, this is why jury nullification, because technically they may have violated the statute, but if they're not hurting anybody, or what you just saw with your guy who you pulled over and the drunk, yeah, he was an immediate danger to himself or others. I would even say that. And I'm against the whole police state thing, So, it sounds like you had a stellar career, and they look at the people like you as the biggest threat. What they don't take very well to people, it's like the Freemasons. I talked to a Mason, a guy who left. He said he started having nightmares, and he had to get out of the Masons, and he said, according to the Masonic, you know, their rules, if you leave the Masons, they will kidnap you, take you down to the ocean, to the beach, and cut your throat and watch your blood bleed into the sea. And that's, I said, okay. And of course, they were coming after his son for all kinds of stuff, and they tried to, I think that had a lot more to do with the case that developed out of that. You know, because they really don't like people who are in the system and then leave it. Because most of the people who leave for a reason. They didn't like it. They don't want to be in a position of controlling other people. Maybe the orders that were coming down from the top started getting really obscene like they are now. And at that point, people have to walk like Chris did. I mean, Chris could probably be making a lot of money, be working as an assistant chief somewhere or a consultant to a security firm or something, but he wants to work for the freedom movement now. I mean, he's doing it for nothing. So if shame on us. And we got to know that it's all coming for us someday, one way or another. It may come sooner, it may come later. They don't just go after, you know, the most popular people first. Now, there are people out there. You could be anything or anybody or nothing or nobody, and they're gonna get you. And a lot of you listeners who have had interactions with this Antichrist system and this militarized ecclesiastic witches court and all the stuff that's going on with that, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, because I know a lot of people, it's hard to find somebody who hasn't either directly or indirectly, somebody in their family been affected by an abusive police agency or court system somewhere. You know, and the people who haven't had the bad run-ins yet, they're going to, it's going to come for everybody. It comes for everybody one way or another. And if you poked around, you'd find one of their cousins or nephews or nieces or relatives or neighbors, you know, had. So it's, believe me, it's close to home for everybody. And this is why it's so important that we stand together with Chris. I'm going to give the numbers again here because we're coming up toward the end of the show. We're heavy on Chris's case tonight. Sorry y'all didn't get, and I'm not sorry, but I'm just, you know, too bad y'all didn't get any news here tonight. Does it really matter if Nunes, the Congressman Nunes, says that the NSA and Obama spied on Trump, and Trump was right all along that he did get spied on, and so-and-so was on Bill O'Reilly and the Rush Limbaugh. Sean Hannity said this about so-and-so, who said that about so-and-so. Sean Hannity said this about Schumer, who was talking about Trump, who was talking about the Russians, who was talking about the Chinese. Who cares if Chris has to go into a psychiatric ward on Friday and we lose him on this show? Who cares? Well, about all that garbage. And Korea's menacing Japan and the fucking missile test and this and that and everything else and blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter one bit as long as Clive and Bundy and Tom LaCavara are sitting in jail right now.
The Hanlons.
What does any of that matter? What does it matter, really, that TPP got shot down? Okay, whatever. You know, I mean, that's not... If the tyranny of the local and the tyranny of the home, and they can keep rounding up the patriots and finish us off, so to speak, under the cover of this new patriotic administration, I mean, please, is there a real true patriot in this new administration? I wish there was. I hate to be critical. I hate to, sorry about the people. I know everybody wanted it to be different. I've got people who are kind of like, give Trump a chance and wait, don't be so hard on it. I'll come and say, oh, geez, not looking good. He's up there kissing the ring of his eminence, the Greek Orthodox witch. Not only did he have the witch's robe, he had the witch's hat. Look it up on YouTube. Watch the recent, just a few days ago, Trump and Pence with the Greek Orthodox, the bishop or the archbishop or whatever he was of the Greek Orthodox Church, and the guy, the old man with the beard, the witch himself, his eminence is what Trump called him. Didn't even say his name, so I can't share it with you right now. I didn't happen to catch it. He mentioned one victim of the 9/11 tragedy. Want to know what the victim was? Was it any of the people who had to jump out of the window? Was it any of the people who, I mean, people disappeared. I don't know how they died, whether it was holograms of the planes, they got kidnapped, and the planes crashed here or there, or wherever they went off to some secret bed. They're gone. I mean, there's a whole bunch of people that came up missing. All those people standing out in the streets with the pictures of their relatives, desperately looking for, I mean, those weren't all staged, okay? There was death on 9/11. Let's just say that. So whatever your opinion is, and I'm absolutely positive, it was an intelligence agency operation at the behest of the banking establishment with a sign-off from the top players on the world level. This was all orchestrated. But there was still death there. And of all the people who died on 9/11, the poor souls who were kind of caught up in New York City doing, making their life and trying to get ahead and maybe be somebody or whatever they were trying to do, and their life ended that day, none of them got mentioned. One victim that His Eminence, the Queen Witch there, Mr. Guy with the Beard and the Greek Orthodox Archbishop, that Trump was kissing his rear end and calling him His Eminence, looking down at a piece of paper that he obviously did not write himself. Who do you think handed that to him? They mentioned one victim. And the victim, you want to guess what the victim was? A fictitious entity called St. Nicholas Church. And we're going to have to, it's going to be so great when this church rises from the ashes, and they use the word video, and they're going to rebuild that fictitious entity of a whorehouse building with expensive gilded gold and paintings by Michelangelo and stained glass at the cost of God knows what. And that was the only victim mentioned of 9/11. Didn't mention the Republic that we lost. Didn't mention all the people that got rounded up under the Patriot Act. Didn't mention all the innocent children that got killed overseas in these wars of conquest, Afghanistan and Iraq and everywhere else. Didn't mention our guys that got killed over there. You know, a fictitious entity called St. Nicholas Church. Poor Mr. Church. Gotta be, boy, that was the only thing they could come up with in their tribute or where they're bemoaning about the losses of 9/11. What a shame. Oh, we're going to rebuild the church now. It's going to rise out of the ashes, a giant another building, a Greek Orthodox. Great. Wonderful. So, who do you think's running the show here? I mean, really. What does it matter if His Eminence and his fictitious St. Nicholas Church rises out of the ashes of the scam called 9/11? What does that matter if Tom LaCavara is sitting in jail still? The Amish farmer is going to be doing possibly decades in prison because some court witch is probably going to sentence him. I don't think the judge is going to send him home. I pray that he does. But this Amish farmer was found guilty by a jury of his, not a jury of his peers, a jury of idiots. And why did Jeff Sessions not drop the case against him? They were in office for over 2 months while this case was going down. At any point, the Injustice Department could have pulled the plug on that case and said, look, we're not taking this to trial. We decided not to prosecute this. This is not justice. Trump knows full well about what's going on. He's willing to put a poor Amish farmer in prison for decades. He could have stopped it. Don't tell me he didn't facilitate it. If he stood there and just watched it happen, when you're in a position of power to stop something, an atrocity, and you choose not to, and you could simply stop it by just a couple of minor phone calls, a few actions, no big deal, he could grant clemency right now to the Hammonds, who are sitting in prison a second time for a charge they've already served time for Clive and Bundy, for Tom LaCavara, for the poor Amish farmer who's locked up in a prison cell, and this administration doesn't give one flying you-know-what that the tyranny is continuing in the most insidious, disgusting way. They're distracting us with every other freaking thing they can come up with, from Korea to Nunes to Bushma's compound, and he's going to overthrow Trump, and oh, my God, and we all better get our veterans together to defend Trump, and the bikers are going to protect us from this, and everybody's going to fight that, and we're going to, my God, the lefties and the crazies on the left, the police are protecting us from them. Oh, really? Keep dreaming. Keep pimping the lie. Nothing's changed. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. I've given it enough time to see that we got scammed. I mean, I didn't, because I knew this, what was going on ahead of time, but I gave it a chance. I gave it a shot. Tom's still sitting in jail. Chris is about to go to a psychiatric ward. The Amish farmer is probably going to go to prison for a while. And this is disgusting. It really is. Shame on all of us if we let this happen. And we can stop this with Chris. So let's do a preventative. We can stop one here before it goes any farther. We bury them in phone calls. They get hundreds of phone calls on this, like they did for the Stephen Dean case that we did a few years back. And that's going to really save Chris's life. No joke. This is serious stuff. So here we go. Once again, the three numbers we're calling Judge Togliatti, and her number is 702-671-4395. That's Jennifer Togliatti, T-O-G-L-I-A-T-T-I. Togliatti, and she's the judge, the competency judge that's going to tell Chris what his mental state is on Friday. And if it's not what she believes to be compliant enough, I suppose, obedient enough, or just she, and it doesn't really matter. Because I can tell you right now, they've already made up their mind. They're going to try really hard to incarcerate Chris on a mental hold. They wouldn't be attempting this if they didn't have that in their sights. I've done this long enough to know that, okay? I'm going to assume that, and I know my assumptions most likely correct. So he's already got the implication that he's got to get his, quote, affairs in order by the 31st. That means they've already decided he's going. He doesn't even have a chance if he passes the psychiatric examination with flying colors. It doesn't matter. They still could very well lock him up. The only thing that's going to stop this is us. So the judge is 702-671-4395. This county commissioner is named Steve Sisolak, S-I-S-O-L-A-K. Steve's number is 702-455-0000. That's the same area code, 702-455-0000. Tell him you won't be spending a penny in Vegas ever if these Patriot persecutions continue. Hit him in their wallet. Let him know we're going to be encouraging everybody that we know to boycott Las Vegas. Everybody listening to this show tells 10 people, that could take a chunk out of their tourism business. That's what they really don't like. So mention that. You can be nice, but you can say, hey, where's the evidence that Chris is a danger to himself or others? And we won't be spending a penny in Vegas as long as this continues. And we're not, you know, it's not going to be a satisfactory outcome if Chris is, it's not going to be justice and it's not going to be a righteous act. Where's your moral high ground locking up a 65-year-old guy who's served the government most of his life?
It's
simply nothing more than what would you call him? Kind of a guy that went off the reservation and came over to the Freedom Patriot Movement, so to speak, and now is an invaluable contributor to this show and many others. So you got the two numbers. Also, don't forget to call and leave a message with Bob Stokic. He's the vicar general. He's the man behind the curtain. You want to talk to the guy who actually really is the guy behind the curtain? Call the vicar general. Look into this yourself if you doubt all of it. We can get into it in another show. 702-697-3903. His name's Bob. Call Bob, the vicar general, at 702-697-3903. They don't like the exposure. Simply you calling saying, I'm following this case and I want righteousness to be done, Mr. Vicar. You're a man of God. Prove it and help this man maintain his freedom and get the courts off his back. And a call from the Vicar General they'll get the message, believe me, and it's one of the major things that has helped in our phone pressure points. One of the biggest pressure points is the Vicar General. You don't like the light of day being shined on the man behind the curtain. Call, talk to the man behind the curtain. Be nice, be professional, don't say anything stupid, and you'll be perfectly well protected by the man upstairs for standing with Chris and doing the right thing. Chris needs our help. We're going to talk about it more throughout the week. We got all week to call, but I want the call to initiate tomorrow and go on every day this week so they really get flooded. Fill up their mailbox, ask what their email is. Send them an email saying, I've heard Chris speak on the radio multiple times, and he's a perfectly sound mind and quality spirit. And that's it. Tell him you've heard him speak, which you have if you're listening to this show, so you can safely say that in your qualified opinion, as a connoisseur of talk radio, or just listening to people speak, that Chris is of perfect. Put it in your own words and just say, you know, that Chris is just fine. He wouldn't be speaking in public under pressure to all of us free of charge and bringing us great knowledge if he wasn't of sound mind and quality spirit. I want to thank Dave Pruitt from Nevada. We're going to have you both on tomorrow night. We're going to just be kind of going in the same mode all throughout the week because this is important that we keep Chris free, and it's up to us to do it. We're right in the stage of the Soviet Union when they put Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the Gulag, and he wrote the Gulag Archipelago. So please, people, read that book, The Gulag Archipelago, and you'll see that we are in a mirror image of what went on in the Soviet Union. Or should we say the former Soviet Union? And is now probably more free than here in the former Republic of the United States of America. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow on Resurrect Republic on the RBN Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sin.